And our next presenter comes to us from Georgia?
Yeah, Atlanta.
Atlanta. So we're happy to have Michelle Lombardo, who is a doctor of Dr. Lombardo, and she's been working on a project with the Delta, and it's a project called Organ Guys.
The Organ Wise Guys.
Organ Wise Guys. So we're looking forward to hearing about the Organ Wise Guys.
Okay,
so
thanks.
Thank you, Dr.
Can I just hit the arrows, correct?
Yes.
Up and down.
Or that.
Okay. As she mentioned, I'm with the Organ Wise Guys, and we worked on a project with which was funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. It was a $1.57 million grant, and the goal of this is to see if there was a project that could be replicated, and that was our challenge. Is I know there's a lot of programs out there in the schools, but what we wanted to do is find one that was acceptable to the teachers and was something that they would implement. The three main universities on this was the University of Arkansas, LSU Ag Center, and Mississippi State Extension. And we worked with the extension agents as part of the Food Stamp Nutrition Education Program, which is now called SNAP. But that is really how we have the program that is able to be delivered in schools. And as you'll see, this has expanded to several parts of the country. I am the owner of the Organ Wise Guys. That's my disclosure. So these are our programs, but we partner with a lot of public health and school systems and university systems to deliver the programs in the schools. We start out the program with a school assembly, and the kids are trying to see if they're smart enough to get into the Organ Wise Guys Club and win all the materials for their school. And it's kind of a whole child approach, and we introduce the kids to the characters. This here is Hardy Heart, the guy in the middle, and then, you know, we tell the kids, guess what part of your body? He goes boom, 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 and his name is Hardy Heart. And the two little purple guys down here, they're like a water treatment plant in your body. They're your kid somethings. They're the Kidney Brothers. They're twins, Sid and Kid Kidney. They have a band. They're like the Blues Brothers. Then we have Luigi Liver, Kelsey M. Bone. We'll say to the kids, this little green guy, you guys will never get this. Only doctors know this. This part of your body makes insulin. It's your pan something. And there'll be a student in there who has diabetes, and they'll be like, pancreas. And we're like, are you a doctor? No, I'm in the second grade. They just get so excited. That's Peter Pancreas, Madam Muscle, Cerebrum the brain. There's Pepto, the stomach, Wendy, the lungs, and Wendy flies around like a little butterfly. As long as the body she lives in isn't foolish enough to smoke cigarettes. So, you know, we address all the different health habits and how they pertain to the organs. And the Organ Wise Guy's motto is, man, we love who we live in. You're so smart. You're so funny. You've got so much potential. But kids, you got to help us out in here. And what we're trying to do is have children take responsibility for the choices they make. The school assemblies have four club rules. They're always the same, no matter what assembly we're doing. Low fat, high fiber, lots of water, exercise. And just to give you an idea of what we've really specialize in is taking the research that is done out there and explaining it to the layperson at a way that they can understand it. And we explain this here is peristolic, the large intestine, and we explain how she got her name and where she sits in the body. And she likes to be nice and fluffy and full, like a full tube of toothpaste, full of high fiber. So when she squeezes with her circular muscles, it's called peristalsis, we explain to the kids. You hardly have to squeeze, and out comes a lot of good, healthy toothpaste, and you can see where we're going with this, okay? So we explain to them that their intestines is also kind of like a mini sewer system in your body. And when you kids go through that lunch line, you pick up the apples and you make sure you have Raisin Bran cereal. You have little fiber workers in there that are like janitors keeping everything spick and span. But if you say, hey, I'm just a kid, I don't like eating fruits and vegetables, look what your intestines might be looking like. And in the adult pieces of this, we explain the ballooning out here is diverticulitis, and we explain how that happens. But our goal is to get people to really realize why they need the fruits and vegetables. And then we always end, we play a game in the assembly, and then we end with some type of exercise. I will try to eat low fat, and then we do a roll call, low fat, high fiber, lots of water, exercise. And then at the end, this is one of the assembly programs, and at the end, the students have won all these materials for their school. And they are grade specific materials. I won't go through all of the materials. This is just a sample of one of the second grade kits. They come with books, a family meal plan, poetry in motion. There's lesson plans for teachers. And these are the things we learned in the program. We had to have grade specific. We had to have lessons plans. In the states that we're doing large state projects, we link it to their specific core curriculum academics so that teachers might be graphing how much fruit and vegetable the children are eating, but they're doing math lessons, and they're able to link it to their core curriculum objectives. This is just an example of one of the activity sheets that go with it. They're doing a recipe, and they're also doing math and measuring and fractions. Because we work in a lot of states where we need a lot of bilingual, the 32 books that are for the kindergarten through second grade are all now done in Spanish. These are for the upper grades, and this is an example where we're talking to the children about balancing the energy equation. Pepto's Place, he's opening a fast food restaurant. The only thing you can supersize are things that are organ-wise, and the kids are helping Pepto figure out what type of food should go in his healthy restaurant. And this is just where the children are doing a language arts persuasive letter writing, but they're talking to the banker about why their city needs a healthy fast food restaurant. They're filling out a job application. They're talking about how they're going to convince the customers to pick the healthy food choices. The cash register breaks, so they're making change, so they're doing their math. But when they're doing their math, they're looking up Pepto's grilled chicken, Hardee's baked fries, so they're also learning nutrition education. As part of this grant, we were also able to develop 8 of the DVDs, and I'm going to show you right now, I hope this works, one of the clips from Fiber Fandango. Hope you can hear this. Can you guys hear that?
There are things that you can do. If you want to keep it moving, then you've got to have a plan. You can start by eating fiber, fruits, and vegetables, and bran.
Keep it moving. It's an easy thing to do. Eating fiber helps the waste to run through. Your intestines will be viewing you with admiration, because you're helping with the process of elimination. Keep it moving.
If you want to help me squeeze out all the solid waste material, then start your day with oatmeal or a whole grain kind of cereal. The bulk you get from fiber really helps me when I squeeze. I don't have to work as hard, and excretion is a breeze.
So that's just to give you a little idea, that's all we have to do with that, of the videos. But and schools then take this and they do school plays with it. There's musicals that do along with it. Here they did a school play, a mother, there's Hardy Heart. The organs all came to life. They sang songs for the parents about breakfast. And this is just the cast of characters. There's Windy the Lungs. They use a dryer vent. It's really amazing. And the music teachers take the music part of this. We also did, because of the Oliver Foundation and the Kellogg Foundation, we have 72 shorts now that they're playing in morning announcements. We would like to give this to public television. They're exactly 30 and 60 seconds in length, and they cover a variety of topics, as you can see. There's dolls that come with this, Oregon Wise Guys gal and guy. They come in different ethnicities where all the Oregon Wise Guys live inside. So especially the young kids, they really understand that these organs live inside of them. There's DVDs that they use in the IT centers of the school. Another part of the project's called Wisercise, where the kids get up and do 10 minutes of physical activity while they're doing their math, while they're doing their science. This is Karate Kid math. And they're very dynamic, so the teacher can do whatever academics she wants to do. Reading, cheerleading, a shopping we will go, there's nutrition ones. And the evaluation on this, the children who implement, the schools that implemented a 10-minute physical activity break, on average they did it a little over 3 times a week, and the kids increased their steps, 1,100 steps during each school day. As part of the Kellogg Foundation grant, 53% of the students fell within the healthy weight in the baseline year, 59% fell after a 2-year program. And between the 2005 and 2007, the percentage of students in the obese category declined from 24 to 20%. The University of Arkansas wanted to see, is this getting home to the parents? And we, at that point, didn't even have a parent piece. And as you can see, sorry, my lining up isn't right here, that yes, the kids are going home and they're talking about this with their parents. These are some of the samples. There was a lot of comments. The parents are saying, we're not drinking Coke anymore. We're switching to water. We're having milk now as our choice. We're buying more fruits and vegetables. The Cooper Institute did an evaluation on 300 childhood obesity programs, and this Kellogg Project won one of the gold awards back in, I believe this was like 2005. And then we also won the Innovation and Prevention Award from the USDA. I'm in the middle. That's Denise Austin. People confuse us all the time now. But and that was real exciting. And the whole goal of this is to see that it can be replicable. I say that word wrong all the time. And that's one of the things. What we like doing is working within projects that are already going on and partnering and just helping to bring to life whatever messages they're trying to get across. We are working a lot with the new SNAP program. It was the Food Stamp Nutrition Education. And partnering with universities where we train them to go out and deliver the programs, and then they also are able to capture federal match back for every time the teachers are teaching this in the schools to 50% free and reduced lunch schools. So this is going on around the country, and we're part of the Nutrition Connections USDA approved programs. The W.K. Kellogg Foundation has put several million dollars into these projects. And the beautiful thing is about it, we can get these grants and partner them with the university systems to go out and deliver. So it is a win-win, and it also leverages the money. The final thing I want to talk about is bringing in private partnerships. And we have been able to partner with several Blue Cross Blue Shield projects across the country, matching them up with the universities. And not only do they get to match teacher time now, the Blue Crosses a lot of times give the money directly to the university system where they're able to match that cash as well. One of our big projects is working with Healthcare Services Corporation, which is the Blue Cross Blue Shields over four states, which is Texas, New Mexico, Illinois, and Oklahoma. And they're working to really expand this project over a five-year program. The light blue programs are the ones that we have just contacted the different Blue Crosses. But it just takes a little bit of time, but it is such a win-win for all partners involved. And our goal is to make the Oregon Wise Guys just a part of regular life for children so that health is fun. They maybe have Oregon Wise Guys birthday parties. And what I wanted to make available to any of you, if you know of a school that is interested in wanting this program, the Kellogg Foundation with the Oliver Foundation, they have just funded 125 of the Core Kit programs, which is $1,500 worth of this whole curriculum. It's in that blue catalog I showed you. And we just need a teacher in the school with her kids, and we want the kids having to fill out the application with the teacher of how they're going to be the role models and they're going to be the leads, because we want to test the model of can this work if extension isn't involved. So that if we have someone in the classroom or someone in the school who can spearhead this, then they can go ahead and run with it. They can do the school assemblies. You have there's applications back there. I have a few more with me. The first 125, I mean, if the school's interested and fill out a nice application, this isn't a hard thing. We're not trying to make kids feel like they tried and didn't get it. But if they're committed, the Kellogg Foundation, they can get this in their school to start making their school an Oregon Wise Guy school. So those applications are available. If you guys know of Blue Crosses or Extension, we'll happy to go talk to anybody. Thank you.
Solutions, not just challenges. So I love that you've piggybacked. Don't go away. People may have questions and they want to ask you things. Questions?
So how old does your curriculum go to?
Right now we are K through 5th. We have a program called Take Charge of Your Health, which they use anywhere from teens up to parents. But, you know, we as a small business, we're focusing on from birth till senior citizens, and we had to just focus. So K through 5th is our real, and they're being evaluated in large projects across the country. We're working with the HOPS project where that's Dr. Agatston's group, where they're actually, we partnered with them, and they're going into the cafeteria and making changes. And they've just presented at the Obesity Society for Obesity. They're showing academic changes in children, BMI results that are statistically significant. They're doing blood pressure results. So we partner with a lot of different projects, but it's mainly in the K through 5. When we have partnered, the school food system is what she's talking about, and I can get you the research evaluation on this. We're partnering with Dr. Danielle Holler and Dr. Agatston, they're in their fourth year of projects. We're in 80 schools now across the country, and we have actually met with the senior folks, with the undersecretary, and then the USDA, and they are working with Dr. Agatston's program to make changes. And initially, when we were going into the school food service, it was resistance, because the food service people felt like we were telling them they were doing a bad job. But now what we're doing is it's easy because the commodities are changing. They're able to get whole grain foods. They're able to get the processed low-fat foods. So now when we go into schools and ask the food service to be a part of that project, we say we'd like to help market the great things that you're doing. And then it's a Food of the Month program, and it is getting easier and easier with the help of the change and even the people who, the vendors who are supplying foods. I know Dr. Holler used to go to the SNA, and there was no healthy foods, but now they're being demanded because of the wellness policies and all. So it's getting a lot easier to make the changes in the cafeterias.
You mentioned that you sent surveys home for the parents to see if the information was getting home. Do you know if the parents were doing, or are you sending home any type of recipes or food preparation?
Now, as part of this HOPS project, she asked if we're sending home any newsletters to the parents. As part of the HOPS project, they actually every month give to the schools online, and it's got the characters with it and recipes for the parents. They have those to the schools, and the schools put them in their newsletters or send them out directly. We also, as the Oregon Wise Guys, we have 11 now, newsletters that are parent newsletters. On one side, they're English. On the other side, they're Spanish. But we haven't tested that part of it yet. Okay. Yeah. Well, send in your applications if you want a free kit.
Well, congratulations on a very interesting project. And in terms of the solutions, it seems as if you really have hit a chord, because teachers like to have something that fits into their curriculum. And it seems as if that's what you've done for them, is that you've made a curriculum that they can just slip right
into
their...
And it helps them with their wellness policies. I mean, especially when you come in as a funded program from Blue Cross and the university, say here, and Extension will help you run it. It's a wonderful thing for
students. So it's something that's fun, it's something that works for them, and you bring in money from other agencies. What's not to like? So good job.
Thanks.
Our next presenter, Serena, come on up.